The referee blows his whistle. That's the final whistle. The final score, Wrexham 5, Macclesfield Town 2. And frankly, the big question, how did Wrexham only score 5? Wrexham through to the next round in a home tie against Woking. Despite going behind in the 7th minute, controversial moments. Free kick on the right given against Manny Smith. A remarkable decision, really, where he seems to be getting pulled back by Fairhurst. It went the wrong way, as far as we could all see. The ball went in, went for a corner. That ball came in clear for another corner, that second corner from left-hand side, swept in, and there, unmarked 15 yards, that was Alex Grant, who headed the ball in comfortably. And from then on, quite frankly, it was a hammering. Wrexham with York and Bishop looking terrific up front together, a really good combination, opened the game up and tore into Macclesfield and made chance after chance. Prepare yourselves, it's a long list of opportunities. Durrell on the right-hand side, beating one as he cut in, hitting a 25-yarder. It's Taylor, who was outstanding in goal for Macclesfield, saved at the second attempt, low to his right. Then Bishop, who won everything in the air, flicking the ball on nicely. Taylor racing out the box, just beating York to it. Ashton ripping the cross back in. Taylor again decisive to come out and punch as Bishop looked to get up and head the ball into the net. In the 15th minute, Ashton swinging in a free kick. Maxfield stepping up, but the flag didn't go up. Manny Smith all on his own in the box, planting a downwards header against the left post. He really should have scored. And then 3 minutes later, Wrexham hitting that same left post again. A terrific move by Wrexham. Hudson doing well to carry it forward to midfield and feed Ashton. He helped it square to Bishop. He helped it on again to Durrell down the right channel, and he drove it across the keeper, but hit the post. A minute later, York on the left channel, chasing the ball down, twisting inside, beating his man, but pulling his shot wide. It was a shock when Maxwell went up the other end and threatened, but it could so easily have been 2-0, which would have changed everything. Turnbull, who was excellent in the centre midfield for Macclesfield, driving in a shot, which in turn hit the post. A fine effort out of nothing, but it didn't go in, and Wrexham benefited. But to the 34th minute, they got the equaliser that they deserved. Ashton sweeping in a corner, Bishop attacking it at the near post and flicking it on. We think Bishop scored, certainly by the way he celebrated, although up here it looked like Manny Smith might have lunged in and got a touch over the line, but we assume the goal was credited to Bishop, and Wrexham pushed on. Carrington, who was playing on the right hand side of midfield now after Elliot Durrell had to limp off, breaking through the middle, working a little 1-2 with Hunt and finding Smith, who dug out a shot on the edge of the area, which Taylor did well to climb and held as it looked destined for the top right corner. But in the 47th minute, Wrexham got that second goal. Carrington standing up a diagonal, which beat the Macclesfield defence too easily. Bishop running in and heading it past a stranded keeper. And 2 minutes later, in the 49th minute of the first half, it should have been game over and Bishop's hat-trick. A ball over the top, York threw on goal, professional foul on him by Grant. The referee had no option, pointed to the spot and gave the red card. Bishop stepped up to get his first half hat-trick. It was a good penalty, to be fair. Driven hard, halfway up the right-hand post. The keeper, Taylor, brilliantly got across to push it away. It was a temporary reprieve, though, because in the 47th minute, Wrexham did go 3-1 up. A sloppy piece of work by Taylor, surprisingly. York feeding the Hunt around the back of the fence and him driving in a shot from a tight angle, which seemed to go through the keeper, maybe took a deflection. That's the only explanation I can think, because Taylor was terrific apart from that. But Macclesfield hauled himself straight back into it. Thomas doing well to beat Hudson and pulling across. Smith pushed it, hit it clear, but only as far as Turnbull, who from 25 yards out hit an absolute screamer into the top right corner to bring the tie back to life. And believe it or not, it could have been 3-3. Fairhurst working a little 1-2 with Holroyd and ripping the shot from 20 yards, which went just wide of the left post as he'd look for the top corner. But 2 minutes later, and the tie appeared to be safe again. 61st minute strike, a corner swept in from the left hand side by Carrington. Ashton with a powerful header. Taylor did really well to push it up in the air, and after that, hey, all better off as to who scored it. Did Ashton's header cross the line? Twitter say York knocked it in. We thought Clark might have been the one following it up as well, but anyway, somebody scored and Wrexham were 4-2 up. And they kept pushing on more and more. Carrington working a little 1-2 with Bishop. But when he drove in his shot, Carrington was denied by the legs of Taylor from 10 yards out. Then a really nice move by Wrexham across the box, 25 yards out. Andrew Ashton cutting inside and was spaced to set himself, driving it over from 15 yards out. There was another potential turning point, though, 12 minutes from the end, when Lavelle Moore headed the ball in. He thought he made it 4-3 and wheeled away to celebrate, but the flag was up. It must have been a very tight decision. But then as Macclesfield, with the man down, kept pushing forward and leaving gaps, Wrexham were picking them off, and although they gave them one more chance, a horrible error by Clark, which allowed Turnbull to put Holroyd down the right channel. He hit it across Coughlin but wide. Apart from that, it was Wrexham pushing on, and it looked inevitable they'd get a fifth. A lovely move, Hunt interchanging with Ashton, a little 1-2, Hunt pulling in across, Clark shanking a horrible finish well over from 10 yards out with his left foot. Then Hudson doing well to get up from a corner, heading it back across the face of goal. Bishop making contact with a lovely flick header from close end. It was destined to go in till Taylor came up and made an absolute worldie of a save, stretching high to his right to pull it away. And from the resulting corner, the ball to Carrington, working it short and getting a return, pulling it back. Ashton, 6 yards out, looked certain to score, drove in. Another brilliant save by Taylor with his feet. It span up in the air, and Smith, from an impossible angle, just couldn't quite squeeze it in. But in the 94th minute, the fifth goal finally came, and Joe Clark really, embellished the evening with a spectacular Zidane turn and then a little ball with the outside of his foot to feed Rushton in. Rushton couldn't miss. He was on for the injured York and poked the ball home, and Wrexham had a 5-2 win. And then, quite frankly, it was just what they deserved, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was, definitely. You put pressure on them straight from the start, and it was undoubtable we were going to put lots of goals past them. And we should, like you said, we should have put at least 10 past them. We had lots more chances. And Macclesfield, especially with the man down, they couldn't get back into it.
Absolutely. And Loz, I mean, the one worry for me, Loz, really, is that we may have lost. Well, Durrell and York went off injured. That's a concern for us, isn't it?
Yeah, they both limped off. York looked okay. He walked off at the end of the match, but hopefully they'll be okay for Saturday. Obviously, Malt's back, Jennings back. Where do you fit them all into the side after that performance? Bishop was class, I thought, all game, even before his goals and after his goals. He didn't stop all game, so obviously he has to start on the weekend. You've got Malt coming back. Does he go straight in? Does he start from the bench? Who knows? Options up front, that's what you want, really. Got options at the back now, options in the midfield with Keats coming back, Robbie Evans and Keats sitting on the bench, can't even get a game. And you've got the lights up them up top. It's all looking very promising.
And Rushton up front as well. He looked very sharp, didn't he?
He did look very sharp when he came on. His movement was class even before his goal. He seems a bit lightweight to me. Maybe he needs a few games, a bit of game time, but he finished it very well. And he nearly had one more before that as well.
Well, there were a lot of good performances. So, Ben, it was your call to have the man of the match. You're at half time, you're mulling it over. What's your decision?
I think Manny Smith was terrific at the back, and Jay Harris in the middle. I mean, he was all over the park. He was closing everyone down and showed a lot of energy. But overall, it's got to be Andy Bishop. He was class tonight. He should have had his hat trick, but like I said, he worked so hard up top, and with them, he lost the header, and he was class.
The combination with York looks pretty good. Oh, there's a last post rings out for Macclesfield's cup hopes. That's rather eerie. He linked well with York, didn't he? His pace complemented his strength.
Yeah, definitely. He flicks it on. York's got the pace to get past that last man, and I like to see that partnership again.
We may do on Saturday, if York's ankle permitting, and Bishop, well, having denied a hat-trick, frankly, just by Reece Taylor, because the penalty was no bad penalty, it was a cracking save, and having also been denied by that amazing save at the end, we'll be looking, they're hungry to get a few more as well. A satisfying evening, and a very entertaining evening in the Copy at the Racecourse, with the final score, Wrexham 5, Macclesfield Town 2. We've been Mark Griffiths, Loz Mitchell and Ben Griffiths-Trevor from Wrexham Player.